save your tools and peace. On Hit 92.9.
We'll go for $25 with $25,000. $25,000 with What Dat coming up in just minutes. And don't miss Australia's number one series, Married at First Sight, 7:30 tonight on Channel 9.
I think a person that would be an ideal match for Michelle would be Steve.
Every guy has cheated on me. I'm just like, oh my God, how does this happen? Can I meet a guy that actually just likes me?
He will be able to cope with her quirkiness.
For me to fall in love is everything.
From Married at First Sight, please welcome Steve.
Hey!
Hey, Steve! Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Very good morning. What an intro that was.
How are you, mate?
I'm good, but I'm a bit concerned about this $25,000 competition you got going on. You should have called me later, maybe. We could have had a crack with that.
Do you want to play it? Do you want to hear the sound? All right, hear the sound. Hang on. Have a listen to the sound. So here's what happens, mate. It's called What Dat, and we play a noise, and then you got to guess what the noise is, and if you get it, you win $25,000. I'm going to play you the noise, okay?
Okay, go.
All right. And I'll do a little bit of this too.
Steve from Married at First Sight. What is the noise?
Don't know. Sounds like the sheets in my bed on my wedding night.
The sheets in your bed? Really?
Did you get them?
My wedding night.
Did you get them rocking?
No idea. No idea.
Hang on a sec.
Hey, get rid of the noise thing. What was it? The machine that she has hooked up or something?
That's not what that sounds like to me. What? Like a photocopier going for the next page.
Oh, yeah. Flicking onto the next page.
Hey, Teach, for $25,000.
Come on.
We'll is he right?
Is it that?
Is it that?
Steve, it's definitely not that.
Steve, rough.
All right, Steve, let's talk about what went down last night. Obviously, Michelle, who had been cheated on 7 times.
I didn't know that until the end of the episode.
Yeah.
It just slipped past me.
Well, I don't think did Steve, actually. So. Steve, how was it? I mean, after obviously you revealed to Michelle's kids that you had cheated, how did, was it knowing
17
that?
Years ago.
Yeah, a long time ago. But
I appreciate you saying that.
A lot of people out there are like, once a cheater, always a cheater, though.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, I don't think you should sort of label people with that, because at the end of the day, it was a long time ago, and, you know, I'm a lot older, a lot wiser, a lot more mature now, I think. So, yeah, look, it wasn't ideal, was it? I mean, at the end of the day, Michelle got up from the table, went for a stroll. I had a conversation with Eva, a daughter, and Eva sort of chucked a load of questions at me, and, you know, you've got to remember that I got married probably, you know, half an hour prior to that.
Yeah.
So I was caught on the hop, really, but in a way, I'm actually quite pleased it came out the way it did because, you know, I nipped it in the bud. I spoke to Michelle about it and we move on. And I addressed our guests that you didn't see last night, but I did address the guests to let them all know that myself and Michelle had had a conversation and we move on and we don't talk about it again.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Now Steve, when you jump into bed with Michelle and you see her hooked up to the bloody romper, the machine.
The CPAP machine.
What the dickens do you do there? For me, it's a no.
Well, I'm gonna give you some advice. Watch tonight.
Okay, you put one on too then, do you?
I think we arrive at the honeymoon and Michelle sort of sleeps with a CPAP machine for the first time and we have a bit of a chuckle with that tonight.
Oh, right. Okay, interesting.
Can you sleep in the same bed as her, or you got to get out? It's too loud.
No, it's not that bad.
No, it's not that bad.
Is it off-putting?
It's not like an air compressor or something.
Not that bad.
Sounds
you
like
honestly,
it.
You can't even hear it. You can't hear it. You can just hear like a little.
I've actually had a go at it, and it makes you feel like, I don't know, it just makes you feel really, really good after you've had a crack at it, yeah. Mm.
Now, speaking of cracks, you actually have this isn't your first crack at love on reality TV.
Oh, what?
You've actually been on First Dates about 2 or 3 years ago.
Mm. Yeah, long time ago. What do you want me to say about that?
Oh, well, I'm just like, was it more nerve-wracking, obviously, this time around? Because obviously you're getting married.
Yeah, no, to be honest, I think it was more nerve-wracking then than what it was this time. Because, like, I had all my friends and everything there. You know, there was obviously a lot of people there involved in everything. And I think I got a lot more peace and a lot more comfort out of the fact that I had people there to support me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, yeah, yeah, first dates was, yeah, let's just leave that alone.
Yeah, let's leave that alone, Jersey. Come on.
We're moving on. Hey, I'm moving on.
Hey, Steve, you're 51. And have you spoken to Michelle?
52.
Have you spoken to Michelle about having kids?
Well, Michelle's got a couple of kids. I'm not sure that both of us are looking to have kids in the future. Not now, no. I think we're not over the hill by any stretch of the imagination, yeah. But I don't think that any of us, you know, obviously want kids.
Practicing safely.
Absolutely.
Lovely, mate. Well, Steve, it's been good catching up with you. And thanks for having a crack at What Dat, striking another one on the list there.
Call me anytime. Happy to have a crack anytime.
Good on you, mate.
All the best. We look forward to seeing what happens when Married at First Sight returns tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9. Save your
toes and pain. On Hit 92.9.